3 years after losing the 2018 Division I final, the Airdrie Storm are once again preparing for the Calgary Pee Wee Football Association's, CPFA, Top 2 tilt on November 6. Airdrie's Pee Wee football team booked their place in the CPFA's Division I championship game by winning their semifinal contest on October 30. Playing at Shouldis Athletic Park in Calgary, the Storm overcame the Calgary Colts by a score of 30-14. We overcame some adversity and had to beat the team that beat us in the regular season, the Calgary Colts, so that was awesome, said Storm head coach Tyrell Rowell, of the semifinal victory. The boys were pumped up coming out of that game. According to Rowell, the team's execution on both sides of the ball was what propelled the Storm to victory over the Colts. The defense, we were preaching to them for the last few weeks that we just needed to get tougher and start flying around at full speed, he said. Finishing tackles was one of the biggest problems. We were doing a lot of body checking and not wrapping players, so they were getting out of our tackles. Offensively, we've been pretty solid all year long. Finally getting guys back healthy was a big part of it on Saturday. When we played the Colts in the regular season, we were missing five starters, so getting those guys back, we were able to throw, run and do all the good things we wanted to do. The Storm have put forward a strong showing in 2021, ending the regular season with a 6-2 record. In those eight games, Airdrie outscored their opponents 287-94. Rowell said one of the Storm's most important players this season has been quarterback Ronan Thompson, who has thrown for more than 1,000 yards and contributed at least 15 touchdown passes. He lit it up in the Colts game as well, Rowell said of the 12-year-old pivot. He hit another two touchdown passes, ran one in, and just had a stellar game again. He's been kind of the heart and soul of our offense all season. He showed up big, and so did the players around him, which was awesome. The Storm's final opponent of 2021 will be the Calgary Cowboys. It should be a tough game, according to Rowell, as the Cowboys were one of the two teams to beat the Storm in the regular season, and they did so handily, thumping Airdrie 39-0 back on September 18. Rowell said Airdrie's lack of running backs, coupled with bad weather, made for a tough battle against the Cowboys the last time around. We had no running backs, so we went into that game having to throw the ball the whole game in not the best weather, so that made it a little tough, he said. Once they got up on us and we knew we were in a tough spot offensively, our guys unfortunately shut down mentally in that game and it just kind of ran away on us. I think where we are mentally now, we'll give them a way better game than what we did in week 4. We're a much better team mentally and physically, and we're playing at a different level than we were in week 4. The November 6 final will get underway at Shouldis Athletic Park's Hellard Field in Calgary at 2 p.m. season ender while the Storm prepare for one last tilt. One of the city's other competitive minor tackle football teams, the Airdrie Raiders, fell agonizingly short of their own berth in the Bantam Age Championship game. After the Raiders ended the regular season with a 7-1 record, the Airdrie team shut out the Calgary Mavericks 32-0 in the Calgary Bantam Football Association, CBFA, quarterfinals on October 16. Unfortunately, the Raiders' season came to a close the following weekend, when the team lost 11-10 to the Calgary Cowboys in the league semifinals on October 23. Rowell said the Raiders' loss came amid gnarly weather that impacted both teams' performances. Neither team's offense scored a touchdown in that game, he said, adding the Raiders' points came from a defensive touchdown and a safety, while the Cowboys also recorded a defensive touchdown, in addition to three punted singles. It was one of those games where, if the weather was different, I would have bet money on the Raiders winning, he said. Sometimes, the football gods and weather gods don't cooperate. Scott Strasser, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at ScottStrasser19.